Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here on National Hunting and Fishing Day. That's right. That's right. Instituted by Richard Nixon during his administration. And here we are celebrating today. There is a celebration going on today in Marriottsville, which is Marriottsville Road or, that's exactly where it is at the Associated Gun Club's range down there. If you just head down Marriottsville Road, either off of well, there's a number of ways. There's 40 to Marriottsville Road. There's 99. There's Liberty Road to Marriottsville Road. And somewhere between Liberty Road and 40 is the Associated Gun Club's range. You can enjoy yourself there today. A lot of activities for the kids, shooting and archery and all kinds of things. There's great food. All the conservation organizations will be represented. There are some displays. There's casting. There's fishing. Not exactly fishing, but casting. And, you just come out and have a good day with the very family-friendly, very kid-friendly. So we'll be there today. I'll be there with a little booth for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and you can check us out. We'll have some raffle tickets available if you're interested in that. And I'll be more than glad to talk to you about the coalition, talk to you about the Outdoorsman Radio Show, talk to you about. Well, we'll also have Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines there too. So you folks are running the show for the first hour here this morning. Of course, we'll take our normal commercial breaks, but it's all about conversation with you. Not a tremendous amount in the news this week on the outdoors front. I mean, there probably is in other places, but the hunting season is underway here in Maryland. We've got the dove season and squirrel season. We've got the archery deer season. And, the more the merrier. The weather gets a little cooler. The hunters are going to be showing up more, and we're going to be enjoying the outdoors. This is our season for those of us who are hunters. So I think I may have told you I got a bear permit, so I'll be going bear hunting up in Garrett County this year with a friend, and we'll be in pursuit of the wily black bear. And I've taken a couple bears in my life in Canada, not a lot. I'm not a big giant bear hunter, but I mean, I enjoy it. My goal in life is to kill a Maryland black bear, and I'd like to do that hopefully this year. And so we've got as good a chance as any out there. So, hope we get some blessing and that a bear is provided, and that's how I look at things. So tomorrow is the Maryland Hunting Coalition Hunting Summit. Members of a lot of different organization, officers and officials will be in Annapolis tomorrow. I think we've got 17 or 18 different groups being represented there, and it looks like we're going to have a great day talking about the issues, talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and listening to those groups and hearing what they have to say about, what they think that the Department of Natural Resources and the General Assembly needs to do to address their concerns. So we'll see how that all works out. But right now it's time for you folks to call, and that's 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or You can call 800. That's a toll-free number. If you're outside the Baltimore dialing area, and it's normally a toll call for you. Of course, if you're on your cell phone, it really doesn't matter. But if you're on your local line, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And we look forward to hearing from all of you out there today. That's what I said. You're running the show. Wasn't a lot of time for, deep thinking and soul searching and show preparation this week. I've just been busy. Yeah. So be it. So you're on. You're up. You folks are the show this morning. So let's get those calls coming in. 410-922-6680. There's Michael in Baltimore, wants to know about the Colorado River. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, sir. Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call today.
What's up?
I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened in Colorado with the Colorado River and the EPA dumping all that stuff into the water there. Can you imagine what would happen? I mean, it's safe to say that the mistake they made was probably equal to what happened to the Exxon Valdez up in Alaska there. I mean, that's how much they destroyed out there. Yet you don't hear anything about the director of the EPA being dismissed, anybody being losing their job. And it's as though, well, we did it, so what? But if it was a private industry or anything like that, they'd be calling for their heads.
Well, if it were a private industry, the company would be out of business.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But these people have absolutely no responsibility for their incompetence.
Well, exactly.
And there should be a call for the EPA director's immediate dismissal.
Well, that person will be protected. I don't know if you remember Lisa Jackson, that name. Lisa's gone. She's, I believe, with Apple now. She was director of the EPA when this administration first came in, good grief, how long ago was it? When did Obama take off?
Well, 2008. I liked it, so 2009.
Yeah, 2009. Yeah, do you remember the name Lisa Jackson?
No, sir.
Okay, well, Lisa Jackson was the first in this administration, director of the EPA. Lisa Jackson had a history in New Jersey. Lisa Jackson was their environmental czar there, who was in charge of anything and everything, including hunting and fishing. Lisa Jackson was once she left the government, they found out that she had her own private email server, just like what's going on right now with the former Secretary of State. And Lisa was the one who, after all the work that was done, all the wildlife management science was done, all the recommendations were made, all the biologists had done their job and had done their due diligence, was the one that stopped the bear hunt in the first bear hunt in the state of New Jersey. Do you remember when that hunt was stopped?
I'm going to have to apologize to you. I'm not a hunter.
So all right, I got it. Well, anyway, Lisa was in New Jersey. She was in charge, I think, under Corzine, and not under this guy. But she basically said, nope, no bear hunting. We don't care what the science is. My crowd doesn't like hunting, so no hunt. And that's how it worked. That's all. I mean, she had the power. She had the authority. And the arrogance at that time to basically kick dirt in the face of all the biologists that had done all the work, all the game management people, and New Jersey's game department, whatever it was. Hey, let's just kick sand in their face and forget anything they've done, any research they've done. And, it really doesn't matter what happens as long as these types of folks can justify what they've done in their own mind. We dumped all that heavy metal in those rivers in Colorado and New Mexico, and so what? Pretty much. I mean, nothing's been done. You're absolutely right. Nobody's had no heads have rolled. The contractor that was working on that project knew of the risk. The EPA was warned of the risk. And I don't know if you know this or not, but it wasn't, you know, EPA employees that did that. It was a subcontractor. But under the rules of this administration, under the rules of the government, if you're a subcontractor for the government, something like that happens, hey, you're not held responsible by your contract. So they're off the hook. EPA, they're the government. But what people continue, and it amazes me, but what people continuously, Michael, fail to realize, we say, oh, the government did this, the government did that. Michael, who's the government?
You know, we keep saying that it's us, but it's not, sir. Okay? It really hasn't been us for many, many, many years, okay?
When did we abdicate our responsibility?
I'll tell you what, I think we abdicated responsibility, and you have to start, if you read a little bit of history, okay, it actually started with Theodore Roosevelt, okay, the president, turn of the 1900s, beginning the FDA, beginning of many of these projects that said this land now belongs to the federal government, okay, you can't do anything on it. There are so many certain rules. And after Roosevelt, if you remember, right behind him came Wilson, okay? Wilson, who enacted the first federal income tax, okay? That's how we, if you read history, this is really what's happened. May I comment on another item, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about what happened at the BP oil spill, okay,
right,
in the Gulf. Okay?
Right.
Well, you can do a little research, okay? You will realize that we do have inspectors that they do have federal inspectors that do go in.
Right.
Okay. Now, by law or by practice, they always send inspectors in like that by twos. Okay?
Right.
So that there's a checks and balance. The problem is the last inspectors, okay, of the BP. That BP oil platform, okay?
Right.
Were a father and son.
Okay.
Okay? And no one has ever raised the issue of what happened to them. And they started looking into some of their finances and realized there were some irregularities in what they received prior to some of that.
Yeah, well, Michael, listen, I don't know about that. I honestly don't. And I don't know where that, you know, what that reference is on that. And, you know, it's okay to say that, but we're not going to go any further with that because I don't know that. But what I do know is the response of this president at the time was horrific.
Yeah.
The response time was horrific. And I want you to think about this. At that time, the governor of New Mexico, the governor of Arizona, no, not New Mexico, that was Richardson, I'm sorry, the governor of Arizona.
Yes.
The governor of Texas.
Yes.
The governor of Louisiana, the governor of Arkansas, and the governor of Florida were all Republicans.
Arkansas, I don't remember.
Mississippi, yeah. Too. Yep.
Okay.
And these Republican governors were scratching their head, wondering why the federal government didn't respond quicker. I'm just saying, is it a coincidence? Who knows? I'm just pointing out something that was a fact. So, all right, Michael, listen, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking a call.
You got it. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, I would like to recommend to you for one final week that you feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. That would be Merrick Backcountry. The ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway for 2016. That's right. It started the day after Labor Day, and it is a free year-round tournament that's hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and to all the way to Deep Creek Lake, all the freshwater as well. Yes, indeed. There are almost 70 species in five categories. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, which includes all the tidal rivers, the Atlantic coast, the catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division that's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award and certificate, or angler award certificate, let me say, and an invitation to the grand finale. That's next September, when you could win some great prizes. And some of the sponsors recommitted to sponsoring the Maryland Fishing Challenge again this year. This year, we gave away almost $25,000 in cash, too. So those determinations are being made as far as the prizes, but believe me, it will be worth it. It's an ongoing challenge. It's an ongoing tournament. The fish are biting right now all across Maryland. I mean, Deep Creek Lake, the Chesapeake Bay, all the rivers, all the ponds, all the streams. That's right. It's not the time to stay indoors, even though it's fall, even though it's hunting season. Go fish! The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ryan Farlow in the production studio, rocking out to Elvis, huh? Well, you know. Yeah, wouldn't that? That would have been great. Yeah. Lights would have been going on and off all over the country with all that clapping going on. Huh? They didn't have the clapper at that time? Oh. No. Let's play it at somebody's house that has one of those things. That would be fun. Well, hey, listen, you just heard the commercial there for W&W Tire and Auto Service, and of course they're busy all the time. I mean, any size vehicle. They got a lot of commercial vehicles out there, and I went in yesterday, and they put a new set of tires on the truck. Very happy, did a front-end alignment for me, and went in at 1 and was out of there by about 3 or so. So it was, they're very efficient. And I'll tell you, there's parts coming and going all the time. I mean, these guys know what they're doing, and I'll just give them a little extra tip of the hat here today because they did a great job on the tires. I recommended what tire to use, and you know, I'd been using the same tread for the last couple of years, and I said, look, I like these tires. They get me anywhere I want to go in the woods, and they were a real aggressive tread. And well, they said, you know, we can't find that tire right now. We can get it, but it won't be until Monday. And I said, I'd really like to get this done, get it over with for the weekend. And they said, well, let me look around here. And they shopped around to their different suppliers and said, hey, here's what we got. And I said, okay, let's go. And that's what we did. So, I mean, you know, they're not just, they don't just slap something on you. Hey, Brian, bring a big paper towel because there is a giant wolf spider in here. And sorry to interrupt, folks, but this big old creature was just crawling across the wall there. Right now he's safely out of range, and I don't think I could bring him down with my 300-win mag. So Brian, we're going to assign Brian to wolf spider duty. He's just sitting there on the corner, and for anybody that knows me, I am not a spider fan. I don't like them. They don't like me. yeah. I was out at the lease the other day, and don't scare him. He's right there. Right here on the corner. Come back here. See him? Scary a little bit there, Brian, when he jumped?
I got him.
He was only about half the size of my hand.
We gonna fry him up?
No, we're not gonna fry him. We're gonna fillet him and keep him for later. Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm creeped out. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. I can deal with a lot of stuff, folks, but I don't like spiders. I just don't like them. Sorry. Worst thing that can happen to me is walking through the woods in the dark and walk into a spider web across the trail. Yeah. Worst thing that can happen. No thank you at all. Nope. Pardon the interruption. Whew. Okay. I think we need a phone call I'm not scared. Well, yeah, I am. I'm scared of spiders. I don't like them. And again, they don't like me. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Bail me out of this. National Hunting and Fishing Day, Brian. You had your first kill there today on National Hunting and Fishing Day. Lovely. Yeah, big paper towels, always a good key. Yeah. You sure he's dead? You moved him closer to me in the garbage can here. Did you feel that little crunch that you're supposed to feel? Yeah, you did? Okay, good. Whew. All right. And the host was visibly shaken by the appearance of the hand-sized wolf spider crawling across the studio. Well, not quite hand-sized. So Brian, tell us of your experience. Okie dokie. So, anyway, tomorrow I was telling you that we're having a hunting summit here in Maryland, and I said there's 18 different groups coming together. to discuss the issues. And we're going to gather in Annapolis. We're going to serve a little bit of lunch. And the folks that are going to be there are the leaders in the hunting community here in Maryland. Like I said, I think there's 18 different organizations and groups represented, which is wonderful, wonderful. Maryland, as you know, is the home of the Humane Society of the United States, whose stated goal is to eliminate hunting state by state. And here they are in our backyard. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animal, just issued a lawsuit to challenge one of our counties in their hunting practices on their game management system. There are others out there who are opposed to hunting or the expansion of hunting in some way or another. There are other organizations out there who want all the deer killed, every single one of them, no matter what. So, hunters, here's what I want you to understand on National Hunting and Fishing Day. There are 37 members of the Maryland Farm Bureau. There are 25,000 horse owners in Maryland. Maryland Farm Bureau contributes not very much to wildlife management in Maryland, although the farmers individually probably do. And, you know, a lot of them are very, very concerned, very conservative. The Maryland Horse Council contributes nothing. Nothing to wildlife management. Yet these two groups are stakeholders in wildlife management, particular deer management here in Maryland. 37,000 and 25,000 is 62,000. That is only two-thirds of the number of hunters in Maryland. If the hunters in Maryland would understand how much political clout they have and how much power they actually have and can stand with a united voice, and I might say this, and I say this proudly, through the Maryland Hunting Coalition, who has standing in Annapolis, anything that comes up before the General Assembly, anything that comes through the Department of Natural Resources we're going to watchdog it. And you folks got to understand that now that you have a voice as the hunters in Maryland, you need to support that organization. On National Hunting and Fishing Day, which was 1 year ago today, the Maryland Hunting Coalition launched its first press release and announced that it was ready to roll. The tax status is there. The organizational structure is there. The bylaws and everything else is in place. And in the General Assembly, well, even before then, we were making an impact. We were making an impact. That was September 27th last year, which coincidentally is tomorrow, which coincides with our first anniversary when we're having this summit. That we started long before the official announcement, but we made the announcement on National Hunting and Fishing Day because of its significance, all right? So from September 27th of last year, for 1 year, the accomplishments and the influence of the Maryland Hunting Coalition has been significant for hunters in Maryland. So I invite you to visit our website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org. 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 You can join for free right now. But let me put this out there. Let me put this out there to our listeners. And I know we've got loyal listeners. I know we got folks that are hunting and continue, you know, are hunters and supportive hunters here in Maryland. Let me ask you a question. What would a suitable membership be for an organization like this that does stand up for hunters here in Maryland? Nothing we do is outside of Maryland. We only represent Maryland. We have no big headquarters, you know, elsewhere in the country. All of our funds, all of our efforts, all of our influence is right here. For you to have a voice, what, from a membership standpoint, would you be willing to pay as an annual member to join that organization? I'm just throwing that question out there. 410 WCBM 680 here on National Hunting and Fishing Day. 410-922-6680. Hello, crickets. Come on. All right, I know what you're waiting for. I know what you're waiting for. Oh, good coffee. That's Donut House. My Keurig went up this week. I bought a new one. Bought one with a carafe. I've got an entire carafe of coffee here. I will be jacked up for the whole show. Oh, that's good. All right. Back to business. 410-922-6680. What's it worth to you? What is it worth to you as a hunter in Maryland to have your voice heard in Annapolis, to have your representation in Annapolis? Hello. What's it worth? Hello. And therein lies the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Therein lies the problem. We have it too good here in Maryland. Our deer limits are exceptional, probably the best in the country. We have abundant waterfowl. We have bear and squirrels and deer and turkeys, abundant turkeys. We have hunting opportunities all across the state. And yet, with the Humane Society of the United States and breathing down our necks, with PETA breathing down our necks, with a General Assembly of 188 members where maybe 10 of them hunt, I ask a simple question, and you hear the answer. It's crickets. No one wants to step up. Isn't that sad? Well, guess what, folks? We're going to continue to step up. We're going to continue to fight the battle of funding the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We're going to continue to drive that bus, as we say. Isn't this interesting? All right. Well, you know what? You can't keep a whale from beaching itself. You're going to continue to let 25,000 horse owners and 37,000 farmers determine wildlife policy. You're going to continue to let every environmental group run the show here in Maryland. You're going to continue to allow these people to make determinations about your hunting privileges, your heritage, your traditions, and you are going to just let it happen. Whatever happens, happens. Hey, I get mine. That's all I want. That's all I need. And that is sad. It really is. Hey, folks, Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. That was Merrick Backcountry. We attended Clyde Sports Shop annual Cotabo Day last weekend, and Fran was there. Our caller Fran was there, and got to see her again and have her shoot the Cotabo crossbow. And we met with some folks down there who were involved in some of the organizations, and some of them, some customers and some consumers and people that were glad to be there. And we just had a good time down there for a couple hours at Clyde Sports Shop last Saturday. Well, they are ready for bow season. They do carry those Cotabo crossbows and Parker crossbows, even the Challenger for the youth and ladies in the crowd. The Parker compound bows available, the Quest G5 ready to shoot. Coming up soon is muzzleloader season, and that's Thompson Center muzzleloaders from Clyde Sports Shop. They have them all, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore. They have a shot for reloading. They have every type of firearm that you could ask for home defense, for hunting. They carry the famous Browning line for sporting clays, for shooting sports, for hunting, the BPS pump, the A5 semi-automatic, They've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop, your headquarters for hunting in Maryland, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. And don't forget, they've got firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, too. Anything you need for hunting and shooting in Maryland, it's at Clyde's. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore.
Kenny Rogers announced this week that he's retiring. About time. Man's 77 years old. Going on a one-year worldwide tour. But I'm retiring. Kenny, we played that. We played that for you.
It's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song, no question.
Hey, I just... wanted to see how you're doing.
I'm doing great.
That's good.
Yeah, can't complain.
I've listened to you for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's been even longer since I've called. Uh-huh. I apologize for that.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, you never mind. You go ahead.
Sorry, excuse me.
It's all right.
I'm stepping up. I don't believe you can put a price on your liberty and your freedom in this country. I find the question that you'd ask to be akin to my Second Amendment rights.
Well, that's part of our charter.
I understand that.
You know, defend the Second Amendment. Exactly right.
Is hunting is part of our heritage.
Exactly. And I use the word privilege. It's not a right. In some states, it is a constitutional right, not in Maryland. So it's a privilege. Like driving, you have to buy a license, you have to qualify, you have to go through a test, just like that. And that gives you then the privilege, once you've met the test of the state, that you are then ready to hunt.
Isn't it ironic how society has progressed over the last 8 to 10 years, where our most basic rights are in danger?
Of course.
And
by design, I might add.
Yes, absolutely by design.
By design.
It seems like it's growing stronger than the opposition. Those of us that are against losing our rights and our country.
You mean the opposition is stronger than we are?
Yes.
Well, that exactly right. I mean, look, I threw a few numbers out there, basic numbers, about those who are determined to change our dynamic in the outdoors.
Yeah.
Maryland Farm Bureau wants every deer killed in Maryland. All of them.
Wow.
37,000 members. Now, I'm not saying the individual members are for that, but you ought to see some of the proposals for the upcoming General Assembly in 2016. You ought to see it. Okay?
So scarier is what you're saying.
What's that?
It gets even scarier.
We got 25,000 horse owners in Maryland. Their organization, the Maryland Horse Council, continues to block any effort to expand Sunday hunting, which would help the farmers. The Farm Bureau is in favor of expanded hunting because that goes towards their goal. So on many issues, the Farm Bureau is on the hunter's side. However, on other issues, they just want dead deer laying around. I mean, that's just how it is. And here we are as hunters, 100,000 strong of us, 50-some thousand waterfowl hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you got to step up. And stepping up doesn't mean joining your ABC organization and holding a fundraiser for some species that doesn't even exist in Maryland. And I'm not picking on anybody. Okay?
Right.
These conservation organizations do a world of good. A world of good. They bring youngsters into the arena. They help DNR. They promote, good conservation ethic and things like that. And I'm not saying one bad word about them. Not one bad word. Because a bunch of them are coming to our event tomorrow. But we live in Maryland. We don't live in South Carolina. We don't live in Montana. We don't live in those areas where the bulk of the money that's raised here in Maryland for conservation goes out of state. We live in Maryland. And the Maryland groups are struggling. Struggling. Maryland trappers, Maryland bow hunters, Maryland waterfowlers, Maryland QDMA. They're struggling. Why? I think we have it too good. Here's a prime example. Here's a prime example. I talked to a hunter yesterday. He goes, "Tell me about this antler restriction thing." I said, "Okay, that's pretty simple. Antler restrictions go like this. One of the three deer that you kill has to have antler restriction. Three 1-inch points on one side." And I said, "You're allowed one with a bow, one with a muzzleloader, and one with a firearm. And then if you take your two does, then you can take your fourth buck if you so desire." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And it's very simple. It's on page 37, Hunting Guide. "Hunter may not harvest more than two antlered white-tailed deer within the yearly bag limit that have two or fewer points on each antler present." Okay, very simple. He goes, "Well, can't you kill two with each weapon?" "Did you read the rules?" "Well, I ain't looked at that yet. My buddy told me this." Oh, my gosh. And then when you're busted, "Oh, I didn't know." Well, look, the rules are available online. There's a printed copy of the book with all the rules in it. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. But we want to depend on the way things were. The way things were. Man, I got to tell you, this is a difficult row to hoe here in Maryland to try and reach hunters. It just simply is.
It is, and that's the part that I don't understand. you know, it's such a...
it's basic, isn't it?
Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And what? Tell these guys, man, what they need to do. I mean, look, I used to hunt on private property, but times have changed, and that
sure.
property is gone now. So I find myself hunting on mostly public hunting land.
Sure.
And a lot of people that come down there, they're the they don't walk into the woods until it's daylight, 9 o'clock. They're done. They're walking out, you
right.
know, and they're hooting and hollering and yelling and stuff. And
sure.
So, what do these? What do we, as I guess I could call us a coalition of hunters, what do we need to do short of calling our congressmen or our representatives in Annapolis? Which probably don't listen anyway.
No, no. All right. You, I'm glad you asked that question, Kenny. You heard me talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, okay?
Yeah.
Our tax structure allows us to lobby. It allows us to support various politicians on either side of the aisle that will represent us in the General Assembly, okay? We simply say to the hunters, we're here. It takes money to lobby. It takes money to contribute to those people who stand up for us. Because they don't ask you directly for money for their vote. That would be unethical and everything else. But they do ask you for support when they have a fundraiser, just like any other organization asks you for support when they have a fundraiser. So, when you are able to make a contribution to, let's say, a committee chairman or a vice chairman or a member of the Senate committee or the House committee, when you're able to make a contribution to that person who has, by past history, helped hunters, you want to make that contribution, and you want to say, here is a contribution from the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and when you show up in that committee room, that in front of that committee to testify, that guy's going to go, I remember the Maryland Hunting Coalition. They helped my campaign. They've helped me. Okay, that's just simply how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. But you know what? The coalition can't write a check if they don't have an income.
Right.
And the income comes from hunters who understand that you might hunt in Frederick County, Kenny, you might hunt in public land, you might hunt in Baltimore County or the Eastern Shore, wherever you hunt, that's where you hunt. Guess where our hunting territory is? It's in that 6-square block section in Annapolis between the State House and the Taws building where the DNR offices are. That's
yeah,
our territory. That's where
I remember,
we...
I remember I was down there for the gun rallies and everything. I even joined a gun club.
Sure.
To be in a group of people with the same interest in everything.
How has the gun club done for you? Have they done what they said they would do?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
See, you joined them. You support them financially.
Yes.
And they do what they should do. All I'm saying is, that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does for hunters. We are the only organization withstanding with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is a group of lawmakers who stand up for sportsmen in the halls of Annapolis. We have standing with that organization. Okay? And you got to kind of understand the process. The process in Maryland to get a law passed is very difficult. To get a law repealed is very difficult.
Sure.
We've got the formula. We've got the pathway. We know how to do that. That's our area of expertise, is working with lawmakers and working with the wildlife officials. That's what we do. So the question is, to have that voice, you joined a gun club. I don't know if that was $25 or $50, or you had to join the NRA and join a club, and you know your initiation dues and all that. You might have $200 in there. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, that's typical. That would be typical.
Right.
Right now, you can join the Maryland Hunting Coalition for nothing. And my question is, if you join an organization for nothing, do you feel you're getting what you paid for? So The question still remains, what is it worth to you to have a voice in Annapolis? Is it worth a $25 membership?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it worth
more?
I don't know. See, that's what I was trying to get to. That was a question I was asking.
Yeah.
So,
but I hope this. I don't know. Maybe hunters are sleeping in, or they're out bow hunting.
I don't know, Kenny. It really doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I don't know either.
I do know that tomorrow that we're going to have a hunting summit in Annapolis, and we're gonna talk to these folks, and we're just some of them have been involved with us, others haven't, but we'll be there tomorrow. And if you can stop by, if you're coming to National Hunting and Fishing Day today at Marriottsville at the Associated Gun Clubs, we'll see you down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you one question real quick?
Sure.
Back in the day, I'm 65, hunted for over 50 years.
Right.
And back in the day, it was nothing to walk up to a farmer's house, knock on his door, and ask for permission to hunt.
Good luck.
Now, everything's changed. Most of the Eastern Shore, if not all of the Eastern Shore, belongs to hunting clubs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And going to a hunting club is probably nil to non-existent.
Do you have email?
I do.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
All right. Send me an email.
I've got your email address. And again, I apologize for not calling more. Or
Kenny, you don't have to apologize. Hey, we're all busy. I'm just here every Saturday. I get it.
Hey, and I listen to you every Saturday too, brother. Believe me.
All right, Ken.
And hey, you take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See ya. Bye bye. Hey, you know what? Merrick Backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. That's right. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. And you know what? The Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway for 2016. Our guest next hour is Matt Sell. Matt's been on here before. He was my co-host at the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And we're going to talk about fishing at Deep Creek Lake. But the Maryland Fishing Challenge, almost 70 species of fish across Maryland, in the Atlantic Division, in the Tidal Division, in the Freshwater Division, in the Invasive Species Division, in the Catch and Release Division. All you have to do is catch a notable size fish, specified size, you get your angler award certificate, you get an invitation to the grand finale next September, and you could win some great prizes or even some cash. Fish are biting everywhere right now. It's a beautiful time to fish. Deep Creek Lake, the Potomac, the Susquehanna, the Chesapeake Bay, and offshore off the Atlantic coast. Not the time to stay indoors. No, it is not. Go fish. Official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. It's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe.